Good morning. As Napo said, I am the youth and families worker here at St Mary's, and I'd like to say a special welcome to all our uniformed guys. So, what I thought I'd do is we'll do a little bit of an activity that you wonderful children can join me in, and then I've got two loving helpers at the back. If you give us a wave, Kit and Alessandro, and they're going to do a bit of craft with you while I continue my talk. So, can anyone tell me the words which spell woman? Not woman, women. Can you tell me? If you can, pop your hand up and I'll come to you. What does it start with? Oh, yes.
Wow, really. What comes next?
Close.
What comes next?
N.
Secretly, I don't know actually how to spell it, so. N.
E.
Yes, F. Well done. Yes. And lastly,
No,
well done. Phew. So I got it right in my notes. That is reassuring. So thank you for that. So when we think of women and we spelt it out, what do you think we could use? For the W, we could have a word that begins with W that describes women. Shout it out.
Wise.
Goodness me, Lily. Have you seen my talk? I think she may have. What about O? O. You see, I thought observant. Would you ladies agree?
Yes.
Now, my husband is so unobservant. You'll send him to the fridge and you'll say, can you get the butter out? He'll open the fridge and he'll go, we don't have any butter. And I said, yeah, it's behind the mushrooms. Bearing in mind, I'm sat on the sofa. And he goes, oh yeah, we do have butter. So, observant. Okay, what about M? Now I'll give you a clue. We're celebrating this today. Shout out.
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. So, how about we say motherly? Yeah? So, how about E? Eh. What can we say for E? Shout out.
Excellent.
Oh, that's a good one. I hadn't even thought about that one. Anything else? Yes? Shout it out nice and loud. Yeah?
Excited.
That's a good one. Shout it out. Oh my goodness, extraordinary. That is amazing. Oh, I wish I'd used that word now. Yes, one more. You over here, for here? Yes?
Extreme.
Oh my goodness, all these letters. The words beginning with an E. So I went, which sounds pretty boring now, I went for encouraging. Do we think women are encouraging? We think about our mummies or our aunties or our parents. So I find that there's women who are very compassionate and they always have a positive attitude, depending on the day, of course. What about N? No. Shout it out.
Nice.
Oh, that's a good one. Anything else? Yes, Lily?
Naughty.
Oh, I don't know about that. Nurturing. That's a good one, Rick. Oh, I didn't think we'd go for any of them. Again, wish I had. I went for nervous. Yeah, that's a bit of an odd one, isn't it? But I find that sometimes, as a woman, sometimes we're not quite sure what we're doing. Maybe we're nervous that we're not doing the right thing at the right time, or, you know, constantly worrying if someone's doing it differently. So, lovely, lovely children, if you'd like to make your way to the back, now, can you be a challenge? Can you be really quiet while you're doing your craft? And Kit and Alessandro will give you a nice little hint of what we're doing. So do make your way to the back over there. If you want to stay, you can. Okay. Okay. Brilliant. So, it's so easy for me to sit here as a woman and say all these things, because it kind of bigs me up too, doesn't it? But I think all of the above attributes make up a woman, but also play a huge part in what it means to be a mother. It might not necessarily be just a mother, it could be a friend, it could be a granny, it could be an auntie. How many of us, as women and men, because there's men in the end of women, think that, you know what, I could always do better. You know, maybe I could get up a bit earlier and I serve my kids pancakes instead of cereal. Or maybe I don't clean up my house enough so my kids are always running around in the dirt. How many of us think that? I know I do. I mean, I don't have kids, but in other things, obviously. So I have a video clip here. If I can draw attention to the screen. My trusty assistant's going to get it up for us. And make sure it's all plugged in.
Thank you. something great in it. My child is doing it totally differently than I'm doing it myself. So let's inspire.
This is my calling. This is my job. This is what I love to do, and I will do it better and with love each and every day, because those kids count on me and they love me for what I'm doing.
Thank you. How inspiring is that video? Now, I'm not a mum, but that video showed me that there is so much more impact that we have on other people that we don't even realise. We feel so often that we're not doing our best. Just like these ladies said, that they never feel that they're doing their best, that their children say, "She's my hero." In our psalm reading, we read that children are a gift from the Lord. If you can remember, a few months ago, I stood up here and preached on the fact that we are all children of God. Therefore, we are all a gift from God. So we can be encouraged and know that we impact those around us more than we know. So some of us no longer have our mothers with us. So today could be quite a sad day, but also a day of remembering their impact on our lives and celebrating those precious memories. Today should be a reminder that the people around you support you no matter what. They love, they care for us, just like a mother. So you don't have to be a mother to be motherly, or to be a woman, using the analogy we said earlier. So a little personal story about me. I actually don't get on very well with my own mum. And I'm not telling you this so you can go, poor girl. I'm saying this because I'd like to let you know how I put these actions in place so I still get that motherly love. So I have surrounded myself with women. So wise, observant, motherly, encouraging, and a bit nervous. One of them's even here with us today, and I do own her a lot. So, with the W, this person is wise and gives me advice in all situations. And mothers, wouldn't you agree that that's what we do for our children? O, observant. She knows me for who I am, and she's always can get that vibe of whether I'm doing okay or not. Again, something that we see in our children every day. She fulfills me with care. She puts me back on track when I fall. And she contacts me regularly, and she, most importantly, loves me. She's encouraging and supporting throughout everyday life. She doesn't have to physically be there for me, but I know that in the big times and the struggles, she's always there. And nervous. This is someone who isn't afraid to tell me that I'm doing something wrong. She's not afraid to intervene and be like, "Come on, Charlotte, sort it out." This is someone who's been blessed by God for being a woman. She's been given the gift of love and care for people. Today may also be a sad day as we don't have children, or maybe our relationships with our children or our mums have broken down. But don't be afraid to accept the women, around us, the wise people, the observant people, the motherly figures, the encouraging people, and those who are just not afraid to tell us when we're going off tracks. As children of God, we are given the gift, we're given as a gift. Whether it means we are a gift to our biological mums or the women around us. Today, be encouraged by the women that we are. It's never easy, and sometimes we want to be selfish and just look after ourselves. But be assured that God has sent someone to look after you, just for who you are, and just for you. Be reminded of Galatians 6, verse 9, which reads, "So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing. If we don't give up." This could be when we get to heaven, or we can see it daily through those who have an impact on us, or those who we impact. You don't have to be a biological mother to be motherly. Let's stand and be firm in being women of Christ. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for the gift of motherhood. Whether it's biological or non-biological, Lord. I pray that this day we will remember those women around us who support us no matter what, for exactly who we are. In your name we pray. Amen.